Matthew 17, 1 through 5. They're on the Mount of Transfiguration. There's Peter, James, and John, the inner circle. They're with Jesus. And there's Moses. There's Elijah, the prophet. Yes, they're there, the prophet and the old law. They're gathered there together with Jesus. And Peter makes that terrible mistake. Lord, it's good we're here. Let's build these tabernacles. Let's worship the three. Oh, no. The voice from heaven, this is my beloved son. Hear him. And that's it. I go to the worship of God in that beautiful scene. He's just instituted the Lord's Supper. And the Bible says, before he went out to the brook Kedron, stood there with the blood flowing beneath his feet that had come from that trough over at the temple where they'd been sacrificing all the time. He stood there. Before he went into the Garden of Gethsemane that Charles spoke of on Wednesday night and prayed that prayer, you know what he did? He sang a hymn. And you know, I believe, right there, not often selected, there I have all the passages in my notes from all the passages on singing and music in the New Testament, but right there, he sang a hymn. He had a message from his heart to God's ear. And God has said that's what he wants. He wants you to sing from your heart a message to his ear. He accepts that. He wants that. Just quickly, if I might, some statements that implicate. Some say, well, God didn't say not to have it. For instance, to Noah, he didn't say don't have two doors. He did not say don't have two doors. He did not. That's true. God did not tell Moses not to strike the rock. That is absolutely true. He didn't say. You can read the text. He did not say to Naaman, do not go to the waters of Damascus, those at Pharpar and Abinar. He did not tell him not to go. But there's not a person in this assembly who believes that that ship would have sailed and preserved Noah and his family if he put two doors in there. There's not a person in this assembly, I believe, who thinks that Naaman would have been cleansed had he not gone to the Jordan. I think the Holy Spirit gave you seven again to illustrate. Why not just one time if it was all in the water? I was talking with John McGuire about that intricate procedure between the doctor and the pharmacist and the patient. And here's John. He said, you know, we have a 23-point checklist that we go through every single time we fill a prescription. And all of that is for the patient's good, and it is to do what the doctor has said. And it all is, it's a credibility process. Do you see what I'm saying? And we have a guy who walks into the drugstore over here in Madison, and he tries to alter the number, and the police are waiting, and they arrest him. That's no shock. It's not a shock to anyone. If I come into the drugstore and I give him the prescription, give the pharmacist the prescription, and he fills it, but then he gives me a whole bag of other prescribed medicines that are not for me, that would lead to death. Lots of problems. That's the exact same thing with the great physician. He knows exactly what's acceptable to his father. He did not jump down here and just take off on his own on a tangent and say, listen, everybody just follow me. No. He opened the scripture. They knew the place where he was reading. They knew the prophet. And he read the Bible. And he said, this is the credibility.